Doggy Diamonds did this.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? You already know, if you need that promo, hit me up. At Doggy Diamonds on Instagram, $100 promo. You could be on my X account, Facebook account, YouTube community, my Instagram stories, and my Threads account simultaneously. The post of your choice, it could be your music, your YouTube, your t-shirts, handles, whatever it is that you need to get in front of viewers with, I could help you do that. Also, if you want to interview with me, hit me up. I done interviewed everybody. I done interviewed the best. You might as well just add on to the list of all my interviews that I've done. I don't care if you got a record deal, you don't have a record deal, you got a TV show, whatever it is, let's lock in and do an interview together. And I'm going to need you also to follow my Facebook group, my Facebook page, rather. It's Doggy Diamonds Facebook. I'm getting a lot of traction on there. And you got to see what the fuss is all about. Plus, I need my numbers numbering. And we're going to talk about numbers tonight. But without further ado, don't forget, we here late. Here we go.
Doggy Diamonds did this.
Need them likes up too. Spirit Wonder, what's up? Sean Breezy, what's up? 315 is in the building. WM Extra, what's up? Cav65, just hit my DM. I don't care what time it is. Yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about that tonight, Spirit Wonder. You need some music too, hit me up. I'm good, Harvard Cleve. Just here with a little message tonight.
Doggy Diamonds did this.
The Beat Gestapo, what's up? We here on the late night. Damn, I love making music, man. Jiggy JTV, what's up?
Doggy Diamonds did this.
I ain't gonna keep y'all long either.
Doggy Diamonds did this.
Get them likes up too. Get them likes up. I need them likes up. Yes. All right, let's stop the music. Shout out to everybody in the building. Listen. This is an impromptu show because it was based off a conversation that I had earlier today with one of my little bros, who's a grown-ass man now, but he's still my younger bro, and I had him rapping in my crib when he was about 15, 16 years old. We just had a long, deep conversation. You know, our families knew each other before we were born. He's from my neighborhood, and he go by the name of Almighty Mac. And he's a dope-ass MC, a dope-ass artist, but I, you know, raised him in this shit for so long, and he's still doing his thing. He's a part of Eat the Gang with Ron Browse, and I'm just watching him do his thing, you know, proud because he kept going. And we didn't do music together, shit, probably since like 96. But we didn't do music together in so long. And he doing his thing and I'm doing my thing. And I called him today. I said, yo, how I'm back outside? And we ain't doing no music. So we was conversing about that tonight. And then it hit me. I said, yo, damn. Do you realize the mic that you rapped on is the same mic that Biggie rapped on, that Lil' Kim rapped on, that Uncle Murder rapped on, that Lil' C's rapped on, that Sean Price rapped on, that I rapped on, that you rapped on? That's the same microphone. Aguilar rapped on. Do you realize that? That you was in that same space with them and you was about 15 or 16 years old. So you come from the lineage of greatness. So what you doing, it's you know, it's inevitable for you to be where you at and doing what you're doing and to be nice as you are. And then it hit me. And it hit me because I fall victim to this same thing that I said to him. I said, but you ain't got no music out. You've been rapping this long, and you might have a project out, and you might do freestyles, but where's your music? And as I said that to him, I had to say that to myself. Where the hell is my music? I play music for y'all every night. Been playing music for y'all that I've been doing for a long time. I put out one beat. And I've been making music since 1992, 93. And I got, we're not in the days of get a deal, a record label. This is the perfect beat. This beat is for this. But what happened? And part of what happened today with Rick Ross allegedly only selling 2,000 records is what happened to all of us. We got scared to put out music because now we worried about numbers and we forgot about the art. Sometimes I don't want to put out interviews because I'm thinking about numbers and I'm not thinking about the art. I'm not thinking about that I came into the culture when I came into the culture, but now people are in the culture and they got $1 million promo and marketing and promo. I don't have that. I'm independent. So yeah, he might do 600,000. He might do 400,000 views. I might do 40. I might do 10. I might do 3. But I got caught up in forgetting about the damn art. I never knew I was going to get numbers. I never knew it was about numbers. I thought it was about the art. But how that shit got me now that I'm worried about views because people made me worried about views and made me think the views was my worth. When I got millions of views. Millions. And the people who question my views don't have none. But it made me worry about the wrong thing when I should have been worried and worried about the art and not the views. The views is going to come. And if I do something dope today and the views don't come, that means I just got to do something dope tomorrow. And it's like that with everything. It's like that with everything you do. But we worried about being received by people. We worried about these numbers. So say Rick Ross only did 2,000 views. Say he only did 2,000 views. That means this album wasn't received. But he still got classics that he could tour. He could do shows. He could do verses. He could do all of that. So it's not about the album that he did today. He did enough in the culture that he's on forever. Estimated worth of $350 million. And we trying to clown somebody because they sold 2,000 views that already made it, that already is successful. Look, how many albums did Marvin Gaye have? You don't know. Some of them wasn't successful. Some of them were commercial flops. But you know what he did? He went right back in the studio and tried again. With us, we let people scare us off because we start getting caught up in this number shit. Your views, oh, you got low views. You don't got subscribers. Listen. And that shit really, really, I thought about it today. I said, damn, bro, how long you been rapping? How much projects you got out? There's no way I should just be putting out my first project in August. There's no way. So I'm the bozo that I'm talking about. I'm talking about myself. I've been doing this shit for so long. I got drum machines older than some of y'all. Facts. And I'm just putting out an album. I ought to be a fucking shame of myself. And I am. But I let too many things control my narrative when I'm too strong, too intuitive, and too powerful in to let other things control my thoughts and how I carry myself. And that's my bad. That's my bad. hoarding footage, hoarding beats, hoarding this shit.
For what?
Worried that people might not understand what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. Yo, man, this shit is art. If I paint this and you don't like the painting, I'm going to paint something else. Because first and foremost, I never did beats for y'all. I never did interviews for y'all. I never did content for y'all. I did it for me. I did it for me. If I like it, hey, I did it for me. But I allowed all the shit that's going on in this bum-ass culture, these unsuccessful people, I allowed them to come in my comments and tell me this, that, and the third. And I'm like, how the fuck did I fall victim to that shit? And then August 23rd is a special day to me because that's the day that my best friend, that's his birthday. We started in his music journey together, so it's an ode to him. But I owe it to myself to put out a fucking album. Because I dealt with a lot of bullshit ass niggas, bullshit ass people, bullshit ass bitches. Or I dealt with a lot that fucked me up, impeded my progress. There is no right time. The right time is now. Because if something happened to me and I leave, who gonna put my fucking music out? Who gonna represent me the way I represent me? If I'm gone, I can't hear how good I was or how bad I was. Nah. Put the fucking music out. It might cost you a couple of $100. Put it out. Who cares what people say your artwork? Because it's always a fucking critic. Oh, you used this for this. You did this. You did that. Meanwhile, they doing nothing. And listen, nobody talks about anybody doing worse than them. Rick Ross sold 2,000 records. Is he still not successful? Is he still not a household name? Do he still not have, does he lose his big ass house? Do he lose all his businesses, his properties, his cars because he sold 2,000 records? No. That means this shit ain't hit. He gonna have to go back to the lab and do something else. But he's not doing tours. He's not doing shows. He's not doing walkthroughs because of this album. He's doing it because of what he already did already. So don't let motherfuckers shame you into this didn't do well, so it's over for you. Because then we get caught up in numbers. Oh, look at his views. He only got this. He only got that. Meanwhile, you have shit. Nah, I ain't doing it to myself no more. Everything got to come out. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Shit, shit. Yo, if it don't do well, it don't do well. I got more. The biggest thing you could do is never give up on yourself and never stop because people want you to tap out. People want you to make you, they want you to believe that you ain't good enough because they ass quit. Again, nobody talk about nobody doing worse than them. I don't have millions of dollars. I barely get donations. If I ask for donations, oh, you on your channel begging. So what, nigga? You probably get government assistance. And you talking about begging. And I get up every day, bust my ass to make all of this happen. Every day and still have to do my own self-care. But I still could come before the people, be proper, have my etiquette right and everything. My aesthetic is right. And I still got to do my self-care. I still got to do what I got to do for me. And I still could come talk to y'all right after that. And then let them motherfuckers talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. I'm mad at myself. I'm really, really mad at myself. I'm really mad at myself because I held out and I'm holding out on shit that it only take one. When I did the Ali Vegas interview, respectfully, that's my bro, but I didn't know it was going to do what it was going to do. I just did it and I put it out. And it changed my life. It changed his life. When I did this shit with Max B, I just did it and I put it out. I didn't know. We can't foresee what people are going to receive, because most of the people who's supposed to be receiving your shit don't give a fuck about you. It's going to be the people who you least expect to fuck with you that's going to fuck with you. The people who should be fucking with you not, because they don't want to see you doing better than them. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. I don't want motherfuckers telling me how much they appreciate me and all that shit. Fuck that. I appreciate me. And I've been fucking bullshitting. Yara, how you doing? I've been bullshitting. And as I was talking to him, I was talking to me too. Because I'm not going to talk to somebody and be a hypocrite and act like the shit don't apply to me. Nah, you got music? Put that shit out. There is no right album. There is no right time. There is no right mix. There is no right mastering. There is no right artwork. Hove ain't fucking coming to get you. 50 ain't coming to fucking get you. Kanye ain't coming. Nobody's coming to save you. And me, I don't have a savior complex. Fuck all of them. I said that shit tonight to my bro. He mentioned the artist's name. I said, yo, I don't give a fuck about none of them, because anything that somebody was going to do for you, they going to do it. I ain't kissing nobody ass. I'm not going to be outside of a man and outside of myself in hopes that somebody helps me. I'm a fucking grown ass man. I hope. So I'm on my best. You niggas got me jumping through hoops and I'm on my best behavior and not doing certain shit, hoping. Niggas got an opportunity just like I want. But they might have created it, or they might have sucked dick. I ain't sucking no dick, but I'm going to create my opportunities. Because real talk, when I think about my bop and I think about how my life went, I ain't even fucking supposed to be here. So first and foremost, I got to be appreciative of that I'm even here to talk to you. With my senses, with my sanity. I should be happy that I'm here. And I got all 10 fingers and I could walk and I could talk and I could smell, I could taste, I could fucking punch. I could walk 2 miles every day, minimum. You know what I'm saying? Some real shit. Because some of us been through hell. We just don't look like hell. But that don't mean we ain't been through hell. And we still here. Still here. Being able to put forth effort. And if a motherfucker don't like your effort, so what? I'm not begging niggas to hit like. I ain't begging niggas to donate. I ain't begging niggas for nothing. If you fuck with me, you fuck with me. If you don't, you don't. Fuck that. I don't beg nobody to fuck with me. I never beg no bitch in my life to fuck with me. So why the fuck would I beg a nigga to be my friend? Yo, fuck with me. If these niggas don't like each other, these niggas don't got a pot to piss in. Motherfuckers is musical chairs. 1 week they mad at this motherfucker. They unfollow each other. I ain't with none of that shit. Because I'll beat half of these niggas the fuck up. I have no problem not fucking with somebody again in life. That's just me. I have no problem. Eat a dick and, you know, choke on it. I don't give a shit. But one thing I never did was I never gave up on myself. And I find that it's so much peanut gallery shit that it does get to you after a while. And then you start second guessing yourself and you know that you're talented. Because you've been told by talented people that you're talented, but you let the less talented tell you you're not talented. You let the people that's in back of you tell you what you're not. And then they work on you. Pussy niggas in the cut whispering to females how they don't like me and all that shit. No nigga ain't ever stand before me and say nothing to me. Period. So we just gonna cut all that shit out now. I don't give a fuck if none of y'all niggas like me or not, because I will whip y'all ass. I don't care where you think you at, who you think you with. Nobody's safe from me if I want to do something to you. And even the niggas watching right now, who always watching in the cut, you're not safe from me if I want to do something to you. Just know that. If I want to get on bullshit, I could. Anytime. Anytime. I'm one of the only niggas walking around in this shit that ain't never been smacked up, robbed, any of that shit. And y'all have. Y'all been victims. But dick eating another man, sitting on a nigga's lap, hoping that a nigga can help you. I don't bop like that. I don't bop like that. Always there for self. I went outside at 8 years old, 7, 8 years old, and collected cans to eat. You think I give a fuck about a nigga helping me? You think I give a fuck about a nigga hitting the like button? And I, as a fucking baby, went outside and collected cans to eat because my pops was smoking crack? You think I give a fuck about any of y'all? And if you fuck with me, you fuck with me. I fuck with you. It's fair exchange. But you think I give a fuck about these weird ass niggas? I don't give a fuck about that. Give a fuck about none of that. All these pussy niggas out here. I was looking through my phone. I said, damn, I did a lot for these punk ass niggas. My bad. That's why niggas can't even get me on the phone and they mad. Elevation requires separation. And I ain't changing my number. I just ain't fucking answering you. I don't want to talk to none of y'all niggas. Y'all lucky y'all got to talk to me when you talk to me. And when you talk to me, I'm pretty sure I gave you jewels and information that you could live by and grow on. And niggas ain't give me shit. Take. But they want to whisper about what I'm doing or whatever the case may be. But you're supposed to talk about who's doing better than you. You're never going to talk about who's doing worse than you. And I should have said that shit. I should have thought that shit. Damn. Niggas be talking about me because I'm lit. Talk about these punk ass niggas. Niggas be worried about what they drive, they outfit, or, you know, scallywags they might have slept with. Little boy shit. Little nigga shit that we did when we was 17. We ain't even on that no more. Little nigga shit. Grown ass little niggas. Fuck that. We ain't on no little nigga shit. We don't congregate with a bunch of men, sitting around a bunch of men. We bust moves. We make shit happen. I don't care what state we in. I don't care what state we in, literally, the actual geographical, or what mind state we in. We make it happen. We get it done. And you gonna see. You gonna see, because I talking to him woke me the fuck up. I said, yo, hold up. Hold up. Where the fuck is my shit all over the DSPs? Where the fuck is my shit at? Nah. I got to do better. I got to do better. Yes, Jigga J TV. Listen, I appreciate you. And trust me, when this shit drop, like I said, I'm more mad at myself than anybody. I'm not mad at nobody. I'm mad at me. But you know what? When you get angry at yourself, you just fix up and do what you got to do. You just say, yo, you know what? I've been fucking up. I ain't fucking up no more. I promise you. Not doing certain things. I let niggas fight. How did I get where I let people fuck it up for me? I've been genuine with a lot of shit. I'm genuine with people. And I let people fuck my shit up. Nah. No. Yo, I ain't going to sleep. I'm up. I'm up. I'm working. I'm about to get Isotope. But me being who I am, I'm going to hit Isotope and see if I could get it on the arm. I'm going to write them a nice little letter. Hey, my name is Doggy Diamonds. I'm dropping the album. I got this amount of subscribers on here. Could I get Isotope Not for free. I pay y'all, but could I get a coupon code? Because I'm mastering now. None of this shit you hear is mastered. It's mixed, but it's not mastered. So, yeah. So on that note, man, hopefully y'all inspired by something I say. I inspired my goddamn self. And I got a Mac, so I'm going to put Isotope on my MacBook Pro. And I'm going to put it on a PC so I could compare and contrast, you know, what's going on. But listen, man, I got a lot. I got a lot going on. Shout out to Pete Rock. That's the, yo, that's, yo, y'all know I studied Pete Rock. I don't even front on that. I don't even front on that. I studied Pete Rock. We ain't even going front on that. You know what I'm saying? We not even going. Matter of fact, hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. Watch this. Watch this. I show this ever so often. But y'all get to see it again today. Hold on one sec. Just give me a second. Y'all got me taking out wires and shit. This ain't the Russum joint either. You see it say Emu. Shout out to Russum for the new one. This the Emu one. And I've had this since 1993. This right here. So when I say I got drum machines older than niggas, this is what I'm talking about. So if you talking about a lot of swinging my drums and all that shit, this where it come from. And you know this shit right here? Worth $10,000. Look, it still got the floppy disk right here, look. See it? The 3.5. But I gotta go, man. I'm up. I'm working on some shit. I will let y'all hear some more shit, but what I played the other night? No, I got a call about that beat. I can't play that no more. But yo, man, put the fucking music out and stop being scared. And I'm not saying I was scared. I just say that I was a little distracted. I ain't even been putting on my fucking audio, my pod. I've just been fucking up. And I'm just mad. And all my fucking producers in the chat, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And again, y'all know how I feel. You know what I'm saying. You know how you've been hoarding beats. You know how you've been, this beat is for him. No, the beat is for you. You made the beat for you and you hope somebody like it. You didn't make the beat for nobody else. You made the beat for you, and you hope somebody like it. And when they didn't like it, or they bullshitted with it, put it out. Because somebody else gonna like it. I don't care if you did the beat in 93, 94, there's no such thing. Oh, it sounds dated. No, somebody want that shit. Somebody want it. And it might not be nobody in your town. It might not be nobody in this country. But somebody around this globe like what you do and gonna appreciate you. And even if it's three people, that's four of y'all now. It ain't about having views and likes and all that shit. We fell victim to that shit that we forgot about the art. You think they appreciated Basquiat when he was alive? Look how they on his dick. Oh, a Basquiat. We never get props when we're here. They wanna look at what we did when we gone. But you got to put shit out. Put it out. Put it out. I'm not listening. I don't care what beat it is. I don't care how old it is. I don't care about none of that shit. Shit is coming out. I could play you shit that I did a long time ago. And you might think I just did it. Because I'm an updated, a little nip and tuck. And sometimes that old rustic shit, niggas can't do that no more. They don't got this. You can't duplicate this. Why you think I still got it? And if it ain't had no value, people wouldn't be trying to buy it from me. Them six NPC 62 beats, put them out. Them ASR 10, put them out. I don't care what you did it on. I don't care if you did it in Audacity. I don't care if you did it in Reaper. I don't care if you did it in Pro Tools. I don't care if you did it in Nuendo, Cubase, Studio One. I don't care what you did it in. Put that shit out. You know why? Because that's the legacy that you leaving for your children, children, children. They going to see something with your name out in the stratosphere. And remember, once you leave your internet footprint, that's forever. That shit don't never go away. It never goes away. But what good is it in the crib? What good is it? Yo, I'm holding this beat. This is that case. I'm mid Hove. Cool Edit Pro, SoundForge. I got all that shit. I can show you that shit. Right on this computer, I got SoundForge. I got Acid. I got Cool Edit Pro. I got Studio One. I got everything right on here. Because I don't know what I want to mess with. I might have a quick idea. Double click something. Okay, boom. I made whole beats in Audacity. One time I had a bad flu. Whack ass laptop. All I had was Audacity. Made a whole song out on Audacity. Native Instruments too. I had Kontakt. You name, I'm telling you, I'm really a producer. You name anything, I have it or had it. I was using Kontakt too. I did beats in Kontakt. Kontakt with the K. I really do this. But I've been playing myself. So as I was talking to my little bro, I was talking to me too. So again, you could say shit about people or you could say shit to people, but you got to talk to yourself too. You know what I'm saying? Right in here. Yo, y'all think I'm tripping. I'll show y'all SoundForge right now. I got all of that shit. I got all of that shit. SP-202. I had a Boss drum machine. I'm gonna make it. Regardless of what, I bang on fucking table and record that shit. I'm gonna make it happen. But let me go, because I'm hype. I gotta calm down. I don't know if I'm gonna do some push-ups or something. I gotta calm down. I'm fucking hype. I'm tired too, but fuck that. I can't sleep. I got shit to do. I'm gonna be up editing, doing a lot of shit. How you doing? So yo, until next time, man. You think anybody could benefit from what they heard tonight, or you benefit, play this shit again. Leave a comment. Till next time, I'm gone.